listeners. This is Matt from Rancor's Brothel. I wanted to thank you for downloading the pod this week and remind you to check out all of the podcasts at www.followthe.tv, or you can look up Follow Networks on iTunes or OneCast, and you'll find all of our stuff. Mad Chat, Follow Sports, Instant Film Review, and and Rancor's Brothel. That's the other one we do. It's all on there, guys, and it would be really great if you could check it out. This episode's excellently awesome for several reasons. Number one, it was guest host was my wife, so I got some extra credit points or sextra credit points for having her on the show this week, and I just want to say thank you to all of you for downloading, and thank you to Natalie for being on the show and on my penis. Talk about Batman this week. Really fun versus scenario. It was a team up, a tag team match, if you will. Yeah, so, and I also have Dustin with me right here. Dustin, say hi to the people.
Hi, everyone in listener land. I just want to say thank you all so much for your support and just all the listens. Our downloads have just been through the roof on account of you guys. So keep up the good work, and we'll try to continue rambling on for you.
And keep spreading the word. And remember that that Rancor's Brothel is brought to you by TKO, or Totally Knockout Vapor. It's a wonderful e-cigarette product that I'm using to break the tobacco habit. If you yourself want to break the tobacco habit, or you know someone that does, a good family member is still smoking after, you know, they're 55 years old now. They've been smoking since they were 10. Fucking help them out, you know. Christmas present, birthday present, what's going up? Memorial Day present, hook them up. Go to tkovapor.com, put in the offer code RANCOR, all lowercase, for 25% off your purchase. E-smoking can be expensive, and if you want to help somebody get started, save some bucks while you're doing it. Do the right thing. Be a superhero to someone you love. Help them get over the habit, and save some money while you're doing it. We're not going to blame you. Hey, Dustin, who's with us right now?
We have our good friend, Lucas Patterson.
Lucas Patterson. He had some stupid nickname when we did the show
Becca?
In the day.
We called him Becca?
I don't know what we fucking called him. But he has sure done something geek-worthy, and we want to talk about it real quick before we get on to the episode with Natalie and Batman. So, Natman. Yeah.
Definitely sounds like an excellent show.
Thank you. Feel free to speak up.
Yeah, I'm going to speak up this time.
Fucking A.
Because apparently I have a droning voice, so I've learned the
I'm
last time
I was
lie, on.
I'm not going to lie, I fell asleep on the way to work the next day listening to the episode. You lulled me to sleep.
I'm not going to tell you what I did listening to the episode.
No.
I believe you also mentioned I gave you a hard-on, so that was a plus.
Jinx.
I've been getting into writing a lot. I started in college, and I really got into it after college, and I completed the novella.
Is that how you say that word? I was
novella.
Saying novel law.
Novel law?
Is that not
novel
right?
Law.
Yeah, telenovela.
Okay, telenovela.
Go.
Got it. Novella.
Novella sounds kind of sexy, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of does.
It's a novella! Mm.
Right,
keep talking, Lucas. Sorry.
I've written this novella, and it's supposed to drop sometime in May. I don't have an exact date, unfortunately. I guess these things take a little time once you get them into the system. I really wish I could give you a date. So it's a mafia story set in a pseudo-steampunk New York 1940s. Basically, it follows a short stint of time by a hitman named Johnny Romano. He's just made his first hit to become a made man, and he learns that there's a dark truth about the man he's just killed, and it sort of divides himself from the hierarchical crime family, the DeLuca crime family, that he's been immersed into for the past 15 years. And it sort of follows his journey from his point of view as he seeks more answers and a little bit of vengeance along the way.
So more of a perspective of, let's say, Luca Brasi, if we were talking about Godfather, an underling. A made man finding his way in the world. Is
yes.
that right?
Well, thereabouts.
I like it. I'm interested to check this out. Lucas, when it comes out, where will our listeners be able to find this?
First, you'll be able to find it in the Barnes & Noble area, the Nook. It will come out later for Amazon, for the Kindle. I'm going with Barnes & Noble first because it seems to be the easiest program to use.
That's why we're on iTunes, not on Stitcher, because
yep.
it's way easier.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you enjoy like The Godfather, if you enjoyed reading Wise Guy, or if you don't know what Wise Guy is, it's Goodfellas. The film is Wise Guy, the book. If you enjoy those stories, you probably enjoy my book. It is a personal perspective, much like Wise Guy is written. So if you enjoy that first-person perspective as opposed to the third-person, I think it's a little more enjoyable, a little more personable. And as soon as I get a date, and as soon as I know when it's coming out, I'll be happy to stop in again and let you guys know.
Absolutely.
So, Lucas, thank you for coming by Brothel Studios today to talk about your new novella, not novella.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
It's called La Industria Inferno, which is Italian for The Industrial Inferno.
I like that.
La Industria Inferno.
Cool.
Check it out. Coming soon to a nook near you. Thanks for listening to the Rancor's Brothel, and don't forget about www.tkovapor.com. Use the offer code RANCOR, all in lowercase. And for, if you don't know what a Rancor is, it's spelled RANCOR, because not everybody knows that one. Thanks for listening, guys. We love our fans. We love our listeners. Keep it up. Spread the word. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Say something dirty.
I'm not going to speak dirty to you.
Say something dirty. Say something low and dirty. Just be like, hi, Matt, can I tongue your balls?
No, I'm not saying that.
Why not? You tongue my balls.
But I'm not saying that.
She didn't deny it. And welcome to issue number 10
no.
of the Rancor's Brothel.
You better not be recording.
Oh, snap.
It's fucking recording. Look right there. File size.
Oh, my God.
You're going to wake up our kid.
Matt, you have so much respect for your wife.
No respect for me. If you want to hear go listen to Mad Chat this week. Drop today.
I certainly will.
So, yeah. That's funny. Anywho, what the fuck? Hello, and welcome to issue number 10 of the Rancor's Brothel. I'm your co-host,
Matt.
We made
it to a full 10.
Oh, my God. Can you interrupt me again? It's like having my fucking wife here.
Try again.
No, go ahead. Fucking introduce yourself, dickface.
No, I was just excited that we made it to issue number 10.
Yeah, yay. Fucking excited. Introduce yourself. Who the fuck am I talking to?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dustin Leinenbach, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Rancor's Brothel.
Can you change the inflection of your voice anymore in that sentence? Hey, since I just said something shitty about my wife, let me introduce today's guest. My wife, Natalie!
Hey!
Yay!
And unlike our past misogynistic episode where we had a female co-host and we talked about rings, today we're going to talk about something much cooler and more manly. So we'll get to that later, though. Let's start, guys. Let's jump into it. Last week's issue on Smallville. Thank you, Aaron Flowers, for coming and being on the show. We appreciate it so fucking much.
Thank you for coming and being on the show.
Nice.
The Smallville episode was really fun to do, and editing it was interesting because there was a lot of points when the three of us would just go off on a tangent that I had to completely cut it out. But no, Smallville, it was fun to talk about a labor of love. I fucking love Smallville, so that was a really great episode to do. I hope you all enjoyed it out there in listener land.
Maybe you need to have a Lost on the Cutting Room Floor issue.
Well, no, because once I delete these things, they're fucking gone.
I know they are.
Okay.
I just thought it was fun.
Well, it wasn't fun.
Okay.
Natalie, if Matt thought ahead a little more, he would hold on to those, and we can put out some exciting extra footage.
Extra
clips, I guess. I don't even know what to call it.
You too. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can I have a squeakier chair for shit's sake? Like every time I move.
Stop moving.
I'm fat. Yeah, I have to shift my weight or my ass falls asleep.
Are you the man in your house?
No.
Yeah?
Do you own WD-40?
Yeah.
Those are two things that should go together pretty well. Just fix the chair.
I fixed my heater this weekend. I felt like a man.
That was very manly.
And as soon as I was done, I immediately demanded oral sex.
And he didn't get it.
Yeah.
Before or after you didn't fix your chair?
Hey, that reminds me. Fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, any old business to cover? Anything in the captain's log?
Thanks to Mr. Flowers.
Yeah, it was Mr. Good Flowers. Time. It's always fun to talk to him. Then let's move right into Celebrity Nerd of the Week. Celebrity Nerd! You know, I just said this thing about having my wife on the show, and we're not going to be misogynists, so we're going to talk about a nerd porn star. And it's a lady porn star. And it was actually, this person was found by my wife. My wife reached deeply into her vast knowledge of porn actors and actresses.
She seems like she knows a lot about that.
Yeah, of their biographical information. And she got out her Pornopedia.
Pornopedia? Pornopedia. Wow. That sounds exciting. Like an exciting read.
Oh my God. Fucking go get that Twitter handle right now, Dustin. Okay.
Pornopedia? Done.
Today's celebrity nerd is...
Asia Carrera. And
Dustin, are you familiar with the works of Asia Carrera?
I bet if I saw her, I might know who she is. I don't really follow the names.
I mean, I just follow the bouncing tits on the screen.
She's one of the most, like, famous porn stars.
One that had all that sex porn, in that scene?
What race do you think she is?
Well, with a name like that, I'm going to go with we're going to go with Klingon.
She is an Aborigine.
Oh, close.
She's of Aboriginal. No, she's Asian.
I almost had it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is what happens when you search celebrity nerd, and I got a top eight, and a lot of the ones on the list are ones you guys had already talked about, so I picked this because I thought it would stand out.
How do you think I find the celebrity nerd of the week? I just Google celebrity nerd.
Well, there you go.
And mm-hmm. I read through it until I find one.
Got it. Okay, so she, as a young child, played piano. At the age of 14, she played in Carnegie Hall, so that's pretty nerdy. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of practice.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Very carefully.
No, practice. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. It's a fucking 80-year-old joke. You don't even know that shit? Fucking dead-ass Henny Youngman flips his shit better than you read.
Oh, my God, shut up. Okay, at age 16, she taught English classes in Japan. She was a state spelling champ. She's a member of Mensa. She was so fucking smart, she got a free ride to Rutgers, and she double majored in business and Japanese.
Free ride to Rutgers?
Rutgers. Yeah.
Oh, Rutgers? That sounds like an ice cream.
No, not the university. It was actually Rutger Hauer's house. She got a free ride to there. She was the garden.
Everybody
lady.
Gets a free ride there.
Ew.
Anyway, that free ride.
Rutger Hauer was in Batman Begins, I'm just saying.
Led to some free rides, but not free rides because then she made money doing porn, blah, blah. Now her thing is that she is really big into gaming. She loves LAN parties. And she's really big in the Unreal tournament. Her handle is Mega Bitch Goddess.
Mega Bitch Goddess.
So that's like Goddess. Her
thing is gaming. Is gaming and sucking cock for a living.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But I don't think she does the sucking cock for a living much anymore, does she?
I don't know either. I mean,
Either way, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, like, do you want to look it up right now, honey, and watch it together and see?
On the podcast.
Ooh, that was not a no. Not a no. Gonna watch porn with my wife.
And edit.
Nope. I hold the keys to the editing.
Shit.
Should I mention that you guys are turning me on right now?
Oh my God.
Wake up our child and ruin this podcast, Natalie, with your screams of incredulity.
I do have screams of incredulity.
Yes, not screams of passion. We're long past that.
Yeah, never though.
So oh,
never.
No. Mm-hmm. You screamed once when I slipped and it fell in your butt, though. Anyway.
That's not the first time that's been mentioned on a podcast this week.
Yeah, what, butt sex? You know what? Check out our other shows.
Yeah, give us a plug.
Yeah, speaking of butts and plugging. And you know what? Let's go ahead and plug our sponsor. Rancor's Brothel is brought to you by Totally Knockout Vapor. TKOVapor.com is a glorious purveyor of e-cigarettes. And not just the, like, El Cheapo things that you see, you know, done on the infomercials where it looks like a real cigarette, which, oh my God, fucking kill that cat. Go get rid of that golf ball. We have a cat that plays with golf balls. It's fucking loud as shit. Oliver, you ruined the fucking advertisements. We're going to lose revenue, you piece of shit. No, I smoke the, I steam the TKO Torpedo. Use it to break the tobacco habit, and it has been...
I think the correct term is vape. You vape it.
I vapor. Vape it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily steam, it's vapor.
Those are the same thing.
I beg to differ.
You
steam
beg to
is
differ?
Just...
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, vapor has...
No.
Well,
no,
never
mind.
Fuck it.
Steam is water vapor, you dumbass.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Fucking there's only, like, four states of matter, and fucking, you know, gas, steam, vapor is one of them, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Steam is to vapor as dogs are to cats.
So maybe we should move into our
No, I'm not
verses.
Done talking about this. I'm smoking Tangy Tang, mm-hmm. Which is orange-flavored e-cig juice. It is wonderful. This really gives me the feeling of not just do I get the nicotine from the oil, but I feel like I'm smoking as the water vapor does enter my lungs. And oh my God, the cat found another fucking cat toy. God damn it. Oliver, stupid piece of shit.
You know what's funny? The guy whose house I'm in, his name's Oliver. So you keep bitching about Oliver. I'm going to have him listen to this.
Fuck. Okay. You know what? This is a great product. If somebody in your life smokes the tobacco products and gets all of the horrible thousands of carcinogens and harmful chemicals in them and around them and in you through secondhand smoke and all their shit smells bad and their car smells like an ashtray, you know what? Go to www.tkovapor.com and take a look. You know, it could be the choice of saving a loved one's life. Go check it out, guys. www.tkovapor.com.
Got that really wonderful serious product at the end there.
Well, you know what? They're hooking us up. They're covering some of our overhead here. I mean, how much money have they saved us on me not buying cigarettes, for Christ's sake?
Quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost $6 a day that we're saving.
Yay.
That's insane.
Money.
So it's cheaper too, guys. There's another thing. Help out a loved one. Kick the habit. Keep them around longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, folks at home, this is going to sound like a really super weird editing point because our power just went out and it killed our Wi-Fi, so the Skype connection was lost. I had just finished up saying that now a fucking train goes by. I swear to God, can this pod have any more fucking problems today? Listen, fuck my cat, fuck the train, fuck power outages. TKO Vapor, www.tkovapor.com. Save a loved one. Check it out. Help get people off the tobacco habit, okay? Help them out, guys. So, what do we do now?
Versus.
Is it versus or is it Dustin's butt cunt?
Or whatever.
Oh, man. Dustin's My Butt Cunt book is out in the car.
All right. Fuck it then. That's another problem. You fucking big pile of noobs. Moving on to the versus.
All right. Our versus today. You picked last week Bumblebee and Magneto for your end. It's going to be a tag team match.
For the record, that was Bumblebee from the movies, the Transformer movies, and Magneto from Earth 616, which is mainstream continuity Magneto, height of his powers.
Okay, so the weird part about this is Magneto, I had a tough time finding a good piece of – or like a good guy for – shit, balls. Damn it. A good competitor for Magneto. But Bumblebee is bigger and he's usually more badass, like just in the movies and such. But I felt like everybody I put up against Bumblebee would just kick his ass. I don't know why. That's just the way I felt. So I picked two guys that are a little, I guess, out of the box. These two fellas, one's very small and one's very large, and they're both green. I picked Yoda as one of the competitors, and the other competitor is Maestro. It's the future version of Hulk after he goes crazy and he has a badass beard.
Okay.
And I think that these two guys would put up a good fight against Magneto and Bumblebee.
Okay, now fill me in on one thing.
Yeah.
Maestro, future Hulk. What's his intelligence at?
He is he's smarter than the Hulk, but I think it's to the point where he's like devious and crazy. Okay. He's cunning. He's smart enough to dominate all of like the civilians on the planet. He basically runs the whole planet.
Okay,
in the
cool.
So he's ruthless.
I could dig this.
Mm-hmm. And he's crazy enough that you can't. It's really tough to like to bring him down. Like with the Hulk, if he sees the right chick or somebody can calm him down, he's gonna go back to human form. But Maestro is much more difficult to do that with.
Okay, cool. I can dig that. So let's go ahead and predispose then that let's say that for the duration of this battle, Hulk Maestro will not revert to Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will go ahead and make that call. I will not make my guys make a move that would do that. Okay.
Right, right.
All right, then. Roll the D20. What are we at? Where are we at?
All right. It looks like we are going to be in shit, balls. I thought I had my dice.
All right, pause. I'll go grab mine and I'll roll. Hang on.
Okay.
This is going to say nothing can beat Arby's.
Yeah. Did you really like that?
That was fucking hilarious.
Yep.
Yes.
I really think that Joker can put up a better fight than what we let him.
Yeah. Matt can't hear you that you're saying that, so.
Well, you should agree with me right now before Matt shows up. Because, like, Joker is more cunning, and he's going to use RoboCop's fucking morals against him. His cop code.
Because that's what happens when you have a basket with holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And we're back.
Okay, another weird edit point because Dustin's unprepared ass didn't have his D20, so we're going to roll mine.
I am prepared, like, by, zero.
Do you at least have the fucking list in front of you so when I roll
this? I do now.
Okay,
hang on.
Ready? 8.
We are in the Lord of the Rings Hobbiton.
All right, we're in the Shire, man.
We are in the Shire. Hobbits are working and playing and cooking and
frolicking.
Some of them are out on adventures and... So I guess in Hobbiton there are lots of huts and dens inside hills and such. Did I describe the place pretty well? Is there anything you want to add?
if there's anybody in the world that hasn't fucking doesn't have an understanding of what Hobbiton is, they're not fucking listeners of this show anyway, so don't worry about it.
This is true.
Okay. So, Yoda and Maestro are strolling along Hobbiton, and and Maestro splashes some mud onto a passerby's cape, and it's Magneto. How fucking weird is it that Ian McKellen played Magneto in the movie, and then he was Gandalf?
Well, there's all kinds of connections in every one of our issues like this. It's,
well, yeah, I mean, Yoda fought Christopher Lee in Episode 2 of Star Wars, and Christopher Lee played Saruman in Lord of the Rings.
That's crazy.
Can we get Ed Norton or Mark Ruffalo to the Lord of the Rings movies? That'd be a Hulk thing. That'd be awesome.
No.
Okay, anyway.
I thought the Hulk was in the second Lord of the Rings movie.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're right. Yeah. Helm's Deep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You guys are weird.
Thanks, Natalie.
Okay, let's start the fight off. Natalie, first impression, who's going to win in this battle?
Oh, my God. Why are you coming to me first?
So we can only go up.
I am not nearly as nerdy as the two of you in other things besides what we're discussing today, so I'm going to go ahead and pass.
You're not allowed to pass.
You can't pass.
What the hell?
Nope.
Got
a big robot, a guy who can control metal.
My first impression is that Magneto is not going to be worth a whole lot if neither one of the people that are fighting have metal.
Well, I'll tell you what, that lightsaber is already useless as long as Magneto's awake or conscious. Yeah.
So do you think that Yoda's force would be comparable or more overpowering than Magneto's ability to control metal?
If you look it up on a power scale for Magneto from Marvel, he can lift 100 tons.
Okay.
He can lift magnetically the same amount that the Hulk on a normal, like a regular angry Hulk, can lift. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's why this is actually a really good fight. Huh?
What can Yoda lift with the Force?
I mean, he had to struggle to get that X-Wing out of the water, and that wasn't no 100 tons.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I'd put that... It's probably built out of, like, titanium, something light but strong. I'd probably put an X-Wing full of water. If water is 8 pounds per gallon, it probably held fucking 10,000 gallons, so that's 80,000 pounds. So now we're at 40 tons. Plus the weight of the ship, I put another 20. So, I mean, it took everything he had to lift the 80-ton ship up and out, whereas Magneto can do it with the flick of a wrist.
Gotcha. Okay,
so... But he's, you know, Yoda's not limited to only metal objects, so that's important to note as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's all flippy and, like, ka-chow.
Yeah, he's like a little fucking rabid squirrel.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a feeling that...
Don't talk over each other.
Sorry.
Dicks. It's fucking
sick. Ma'am, would you like to go first?
No, it's okay.
Oh, I just put her in her place. I'm sorry, sweetie. Okay, Dustin, talk.
I'm bad about talking over people, so it's my fault.
Okay, it's your fucking fault. Talk, asshole.
I think if Yoda went straight towards Bumblebee would have a hard time, like, catching him. I think Yoda would be all over the place, like, all around, all up on him with his lightsaber and shit.
And I also don't think Yoda would have any compunction about killing the robot at all. Because it's not alive. There's no midi-chlorians in a Transformer.
Well, can you argue the fact that the spark inside Bumblebee makes him alive? I think Transformers have souls.
Okay, that's too deep a thought for this fucking conversation.
fair enough.
The all spark gives him a soul.
I think so. Listeners in listener land, agree with me. I'm not asking you if you agree with me. I'm saying you agree with me.
Are you using your force powers to make them agree with you?
Yes.
These aren't the droids you're looking for?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? There you go. Yoda's exposure to robots is the droids of the Star Wars universe, which don't have souls, generally. I mean, the only ones with personality is fucking R2 and 3PO.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to have any compunctions about roasting the fucking Transformer.
I don't think so.
But here's the thing. Bumblebee goes down. That's 3 tons of metal.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be used as like a dead weight weapon.
Yeah. Like what I envision is if you can get Yoda, if he can trap Yoda at some point with metal, like encapsulate him in metal, and same with the Hulk, I believe that Magneto has the power to launch both of those fuckers into space.
Okay. We talked about the power of the lifting force. Or the lifting abilities of the Force.
Yeah.
What are the defensive abilities of the Force? I understand like a Jedi can create a Force field around themselves. How strong is that Force field?
I don't know. Well, I guess for equal footing, we'll say it's the same as the force field Magneto can create.
Okay.
How's that?
So, I mean, if you're trying to encapsulate Yoda inside this metal, he's going to be able to hold the force field off, or I think he's going to be able to hold the metal off so that he's not crushed, but he's going to be, you know,
he can still be
he's
launched.
Not gonna be able to move. Right.
I mean, yeah. All he'd have to do is get so, like Bumblebee's hood underneath Yoda, and he could just throw him into outer space. Not to mention Yoda's got to only weigh like 4 pounds, so.
Okay, so the way it looks, Bumblebee and Yoda are out of this match.
Okay.
I think they both been defeated. So we got Magneto versus Maestro.
Okay.
Two fucking crazy villains.
And they have had showdowns before, not necessarily Maestro, but Hulk and Magneto have fought.
Mm-hmm. I think personally, Maestro is a little more of a competitor than Hulk will be. I mean, he's ruthless and he's crazier.
Yeah.
And he's bearded. Yeah.
Well, now, Magneto, one point to bring up in a fight, Magneto can, lifting the iron in his own blood, can lift himself and fly.
Right.
Whereas Hulk, to travel long distances, leaps. It just has to land. So,
if Magneto
wanted to run away, he could, to the point that Maestro couldn't go after him.
Right.
Especially in a world with no technology to speak of. It's not like he can get in a car or a plane and fly after him.
Right. What I'm thinking about is, like, you know, let's say Magneto did want to fight Maestro. If Maestro leaped at him, Magneto can move probably in like every direction, like in I guess 3 dimensions. Is that right?
Yes, that's move the up, down, left, right. Live. Yes.
Right. Well,
up, down, left, right. A, B, select, start.
Yes, that's it. So I mean, if Maestro leaped at him, it's in one direction. Magneto can just move right out of the way.
Okay, I'll agree with that assumption. So Magneto's got the defense. But,
yeah, but I don't think he's going to be able to – if anything he throws at Maestro, I think Maestro's going to be able to knock it away.
Yeah.
As far as, like, aerial weapons.
Well, especially, like, I mean, you know what a rail gun is?
I don't believe so.
It's something that they have now on battleships. It shoots aluminum balls at near the speed of light using magnetics.
Uh-huh.
So fucking Magneto could do something like that, and I don't think that the Hulk would be able to stop it, or Maestro. Mm-hmm. But he would heal almost instantly from any wound, you know, garnered from it. I think what Magneto's got to hope for is an incapacitation of Maestro. So how do we do that? We can't drown him. Probably not drown him, at least.
Could Magneto try? There's not a whole lot of metal in the Shire. I mean, you have what's left of Bumblebee, but I'm saying, like, you try to do the same thing with Yoda and try to, like, use the metal to fling Maestro up into the atmosphere.
I mean, they have to have metal because, like, if you just look at it, there's a lot of, like, they use a lot of candle holders and lamps, lanterns.
Oh, and, like, wagon wheels. And
doorknobs, you know, if you notice the round door at Bag End. I mean, it's set up, like, just like a regular doorknob here. So, I mean, while there's not, like, wiring and shit everywhere, there's still bits of metal that can be used. Fuck.
Personally,
I don't want to say draw, but.
No, I love, I think I've chosen my favorite villain, and mostly it's because of his beard, and it's going to be Maestro, and I got to say Maestro, in my opinion, is, if I had to choose between the two, I'm going to say Maestro would take it. He would fucking find a way to bring Magneto to the ground. He's not going to miss every time he leaps at Magneto. He's going to be able to
adjust. But his trajectory can't change.
No, it can't. But
as Magneto's can.
Mm-hmm.
I say if Magneto decides to flee, he'll live.
Mm-hmm.
But if he tries to stay and fight, I think Maestro will take it. Unless there's some kind of an accident. Like, Magneto can reverse the poles on Middle Earth.
Okay.
And create all sorts of fucked upness. Like, they did that in the Ultimate Universe. Ultimate Marvel, and Magneto reversed the poles, and it decimated the world. It killed like 1.5 billion people.
Okay.
So
he could really destroy all of Middle Earth.
I mean, he could foreseeably. Yeah. God, I don't know. All right, fuck it. Yeah. In a fight, Maestro wins. In a fleeing situation, I think Magneto would live.
Yeah, I think so. One last thing. But
for sure, Yoda Magneto dies.
Yeah, for sure, Yoda dies. And Bumblebee got his ass kicked right away.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think Bumblebee could do anything. I think Magneto would just rip him apart and use him as a weapon immediately.
Yeah.
So much for working together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was a tag team match. So much for his partner.
Magneto doesn't play well with others.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't really at all.
Unless it was a mutant. And clearly, Bumblebee is not a mutant.
No. but he does have a soul. So I say at the end of this match, at the end of this match, the person holding both tag team belts is Maestro, one belt on each shoulder.
But if Magneto's not dead, then he uses the metal in those belts to cut the head off of Maestro.
No, so, oh, there we go. Magneto wins.
As Maestro's walking off into the sunset to the sad Hulk music at the end of the show.
Nice.
Yep, that's exactly how it's going to go down.
Okay, hey, Magneto. Let us know what you think. Take it to our Twitter, at Rancor's Brothel, or go to facebook.com/group/Rancor's Brothel. Tell us there what you think. Join the group. We've had a couple people join this week that requested to come in. I saw Seabass got on there. Hey, Seabass, shout out. Mad love to you, you Oregon bastard. Let's see, we're not doing the butt cunt thing, so I guess let's get into the meat and potatoes so that I can go bed my fair lady wife.
Bed me?
Yes, well. I shall bed you.
No.
No. Yeah, I still have to edit last week's pod. So, today we are speaking about, let me just preface this by saying, when New Year's hit, Natalie said, my resolution is I want to read more. And I was like, well, fucking read comic books. It's easy to read. Because she doesn't have a lot of free time, and she only really reads at night when she's going to bed, unless the story really compels her. And she's like, well, the only real comic book character I care about is Batman. And I was like, well, fucking read Batman books. There's fucking 80 years worth of Batman books. Mm-hmm. That's a ton of stories. She asked for suggestions, and I made some suggestions, and then she found a list of on Wikipedia of recent Batman stories in chronological order, and she just started going to the library and getting them all, and then I've been reading them along with her. And let me tell you that my wife has never been more sexy to me, never been more physically attractive than when she is, like, telling me to turn the light back on in the bedroom so that she can read Batman.
Aw,
well, thank
sweet.
You. That's very sweet of you to say.
Yeah, well, anywho.
So here's another comment about Batman having sentimental value to someone. The place where I'm staying for the time being, their son Seamus, every time he wakes up in the morning, they have this it's like a Halloween Batman mask hanging on the wall. Every time he wakes up, every single morning, he points at the Batman mask, and they like take it off the wall and hand it to him, and like he holds on to it for the morning. I just think that's
like
that's
a security
awesome.
Blanket is the Dark Knight.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
Joseph recognizes, I mean, he's almost 20 months. He recognizes Batman, and he'll point and be like, Batman, Batman. So fucking cute.
I also think that he sings the theme song, but that's just
Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you just got a text and your phone vibrated, and you're Skyping through your phone, and that was the weirdest noise ever.
Sorry about that.
Perhaps you should set your phone to silent. just an idea.
Okay, let's see. If I do that, I don't know if I can hear you.
Okay, fucking whatever. Leave it on vibrate. That's fine.
Okay.
So, Natalie, as our resident Batman expert, I would like for our discussion to encapsulate different media of Batman, but I know that right now you and me are really heavy on Batman comics.
Yes.
And it was really perfect, too. The time that this started was on another podcast for Follow Network's Instant Film Review. Me and the other co-host, Chad, were reviewing all of Christopher Nolan's movies. And so we did all three Batmans back to back to back. And so every week we had to watch a Batman movie and then do an hour podcast about it. And then it was like, boom, right after that, Natalie was wanting to read the comics. And I'm like, well, read The Long Halloween. That's elements of that were taken for The Dark Knight. You know, read Nightfall. You'll see a lot of that in Dark Knight Rises. And so it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. The Killing Joke for Dark Knight. The part of Long Halloween was in Batman Begins. Being able to it's been a very Batman-centric life for about 4 months now. It's been fucking awesome. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Natalie, tell us about the Dark Knight, the Caped Crusader.
Well, just a little background and information. Batman was created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. His first appearance was in Detective Comics number 27, which was in May of 1939. So he's been around the block for quite some time. He is second on the IGN Top Comic Book Heroes of All Time list, only
second
to
Superman.
So that's pretty awesome.
As he should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Although in a fight, who would win? What has the Dark Knight Returns told us?
That Batman would win.
Batman would win.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's true.
Screw you, Superman.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
He's probably the only real major comic book character that I think that writers would let Superman lose to.
Mm-hmm.
Would be Batman.
Just to let you know, I could have killed you.
Yeah, I mean, that Dark Knight Returns, he's,
oh,
you know.
That's such a badass.
Fucking, book. If you guys haven't seen, or, okay, the comic is amazing,
mm-hmm.
but the movie, hey guys, another weird edit point. Again, with the theme that everything that could go wrong with this podcast tonight has went wrong, our child woke up screaming. And so Natalie is now podcasting about Batman while breastfeeding.
Because I am one badass motherfucker.
Well, one badass mother. I'm the motherfucker. Anyway.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So what I was saying was The Dark Knight Returns, part 1 and 2, available on Blu-ray at a Target near you, is the greatest adaptation of a comic to a film that I've ever seen. At least for taking a specific story and adapting it.
I always liked Batman. Even he was always pretty cool. But after the point of seeing The Dark Knight 1 and 2, I thought like it just raised my opinion of him so much. Like I thought that he and Superman were kind of at the same level for me as far as popularity and and their abilities and stuff. But like Batman shot up way higher than Superman after seeing that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean. Dark Knight Returns was when people started seeing Batman less as smiley 60s Adam West and saw him more as the Dark Knight, where he became the good guy with an attitude. It brought him back to his roots, because for those of you that don't know, Batman used to carry a gun and used to cap motherfuckers. And now clearly no guns is the rule. They retconned that out, but he was the first superhero to carry, on the cover to be brandishing a gun. He was the very first in any comic book, so think of that. So Natalie, back to you, Batman history. You wrote down, I see billionaire playboy, but I think initially he was a millionaire playboy, because I don't think there were any billionaires
right,
in 1939.
Right, right. So obviously he has, his alter ego of Bruce Wayne.
It's insane. May of 1939. Batman has been around since before your people were invaded by Germany.
Yay.
Natalie's she was bullshit. Invaded by my people.
Oh, fucking World War II.
Sorry, Natalie.
You tiny cock and bock.
That's why we were so mad. Everybody was calling us tiny cock and bocks, and so we just went nuts.
Okay, back to Batman.
For the record, this is a scientific fact. Germans per capita have the smallest penises in the world. 3.5 inches is the average penis.
Good to know.
In Germany.
We'll talk later.
I'm just saying, that's in Germany. You're deluded. You're not 100% fucking German. You're American.
Can I trust that you would cut this out?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay, absolutely. Then continue.
Are you going to talk about your fucking gigantic pepperoni?
No. Well, yeah, but no, just continue.
Okay. All right. Bruce Wayne.
So not to offend any Germans out there. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so Bruce Wayne saw his parents murdered when he was very young.
If you don't know that, again, you probably aren't listening to the show.
Yeah.
This was after seeing – has it always been after seeing Zorro?
I mean, yeah, for the most part. In the movies, they made it into a fucking opera. But yeah, for the most part, it was Zorro. Always been Zorro, because it was the masked vigilante idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unlike a lot of superheroes, he doesn't have any superpowers. He just is very he's trained very physically and intellectually. He uses all of his detective skills and is really concentrated on that, and later on you see his physical prowess, and he's jumping off buildings, he's doing ninja moves, and
I mean, he trained with the greatest martial artist in the world. He trained with illusionists, escape artists. He trained with private investigators to learn proper detection, chemistry. He put himself through college without having to go to college, you know?
He's very well-rounded. He's got a good grasp on a little bit of everything, and he uses it to his advantage against each of his opponents.
Yeah, absolutely. One of his coolest abilities to me is his psychological training. The fact that if anybody ever got into his head, his psyche is set to automatically shut down and go strictly into Batman mode to protect everyone that Bruce Wayne knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's one of the coolest things, that he's mentally prepared for like an attack like that.
Yeah, I mean, when you're running around in the Justice League, you know, every other week you have some psychic bad guy who can read your mind. You've got, when you have a secret identity, you've got to be able to protect it, guys. I want to point out that Forbes magazine in, I think it was 2007, added it up, it would take about $5.6 million to become Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually pretty attainable.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was, no, it was like $3 million now I think about it. But Batman's the superhero that we could all be.
Mm-hmm.
Kickstarter? You
know? Yeah, Kickstarter.
I'll become Batman.
Make me Batman.
Yeah. If Veronica Mars can get a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Then if Veronica Mars can get a movie, I can become Batman.
Absolutely. Fuck you, I could be a Batman. You're stringy.
I'd be a better Batman.
I would totally be a better Batman than you.
We'll put it to our listeners.
Okay, yeah.
Who makes a better Batman?
Vote. Make one of those Google documents that you've been making.
Yes, give me a week, and yeah. I will be on top of that shit. I've been in a kind of mobile mode lately.
Yeah, you're a transient.
Hey, listeners, here's another weird edit point. Turns out that me, Natalie, and Dustin can all talk for a very long time about Batman, so this is going to be a two-parter. So much like the 60s Batman of old, where it's always a cliffhanger ending, and then the problem is resolved in the first 5 minutes, we're gonna try that. So tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel, www.followthe.tv. See you at the Raincore's Brothel.